Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Disorderly conduct, open lines, callers take priority, assuming you call in at 347-826-7667. It's Wacky Wednesday, October 19th, 2011. We made it. Ah, good times. I am ecstatic to be here with you. I had quite a journey here myself. Speaking of epic journeys, I had a nice little tour of the Bay Area today. I said adieu to my good friend Lisa Shalom. She has fluttered back to Canada, and I wish her good tidings. I think she might still be traveling. I don't know. She's probably passed out, but good times with her. I was glad she got to make a little cameo on the show. What was it? Two nights ago? Yes. Good times. But she's no longer my in-studio guest, so I'm flying solo in the studio tonight. That's okay. Don't be shy. You can join me via the call-in number or Skype. There's a little Skype button up there. You can hit that Skype button, and you can jack in through Skype. Or you can just hit me up in the chat room, and we'll get down. What do we got in the chat room? Hi there. Fat Red Dragon in the building. Longtime friend of the show, Fat Red Dragon in the house. Good to see you, bro. The lines are open, dude. Feel free to jump in here and take control of the conversation, assuming one develops at some point. Shouts out to Ghost Zero, one of the early chit chatters. Good times. Good to see you, Ghost. The birthday girl, or belated birthday girl, Goose Cream Soup. Well, technically, in California, it's still your birthday, Goose Cream Soup. So technically, where I am, it's still your birthday. So we're celebrating Goose Cream Soup's birthday on the show tonight. She is 87 years old. 87 years old, but you wouldn't think she was a day over 24. She's that spry, and she's got a new lease on life. Mary Mad's in the house. Mary Mad, I thought you tweeted me and said you weren't going to be here tonight. Like, I almost didn't even do a show. I was like, fuck, Mary Mad's not going to be here, so why am I even bothering? Seriously. I could have sworn Mary Mad said, I will not be around Wednesday or Thursday for your show. So I pretty much almost thought of just taking the whole week off. But here she is. All right, whatever. Glad to have you here, Mary Mad. Melissa Hopkins in the building. Hey, Melissa Hopkins. Long time no talk to, Melissa. I hope you're well. Don't be shy. You can call in and dictate the conversation tonight. I'm going to share some of my experiences from the day. But that's all I got on my mind tonight. I made the rounds. And I'm still making the rounds of the chat room here. My bad. Nexus Flame, who I think was one of the very first chatters in. Shouts out to Nexus Flame for joining me early on. And everybody, please keep it clean tonight. We have the NYPD in the chat room. That's right, NYPD in the chat room tonight. So everybody, let's... I can't tell. Is that a white shirt or is that a white shirt NYPD person or not? Let me look at his BTR profile. Is this like... No, it doesn't have a profile. All right. NYPD in the chat room, if you can just... tell us your rank. You don't have to give us your name, but maybe your rank. That'd be fantastical. Are you a white shirt or are you one of the blue guys? All right, who else do we have in here? Oh my God, prison reform movement is in the building. Me Rao. Some ladies holding it down. Thank God, Melissa Hopkins, Goose Cream Soup, and prison reform movement. Always nice to have the goddesses. Okay. Wendigo in the house and Stabby McHugs, another old friend of the show, Stabby McHugs in the building. All right, if you want to call in, it's 347-826-7667. Don't be shy. You call that number and you press the number 1 once you've called in if you want to talk. If you just want to listen, that's cool. You just call in and listen. But if you want to actually get on the air and talk, you need to press the number 1, and that will prompt me, let me know that you want to be brought into the conversation here. So I'm just going to, I have a few things I wanted to get to tonight. Although I haven't read, it's hump day, of course, so we can certainly make love here on the air, no doubt about it. If we're lucky, maybe Bathtub Girl will show up, and we'll celebrate Hump Day with her. For those of you that were exposed to my rendition of Zuzana on the last show, thank you for enduring that. If that was your first time, if that was your second or third time enduring that, then thank you even more. It's hard to stomach, I know. But hey, you know, it's a story that had to be told. What else do we got going on? So it's hump day, it's Wednesday. The global depression continues. That's why we're here to make love, folks. Yeah, everybody's doing bad. Even Goldman Sachs is down. Come on, they're even losing money. They lost money in the third quarter, like $200 million. Come on, dude. Even the 1% is hurting. We're all hurting, everybody. Okay. So I'm getting really I'm getting terrified. I'm sort of semi-following the GOP stuff, And oh my God, these GOPers keep forgetting that Romney is a Mormon. I don't get that. I don't get that. They always get excited about Romney, and then they forget that he's a Mormon. I don't know how they get amnesia about that. They had the debates the other day. Everybody's talking about the debates. I turn on the talk radio. It's just, Herman Cain this, and Rick Perry that. Well, it sounds like Herman Cain's little 999 plan got shot down to at least a 99 plan, which is ironic, isn't it? It seems voters don't like the idea, at least voters in states where there's already a sales tax, don't like the idea of an additional 9% sales tax. So that 999 plan has been shot down to a 99 plan, I think, at this point. We are the 99%, yo. Nice early morning, early show chit-chat artwork by my home skillet, Ghost Zero, with the birthday cake for Goose Cream Soup. That's right, we're celebrating Goose Cream Soup's birthday. She's 93 years old, and she's a lovely lady. She sounds way younger than that. So what else is going on? Oh, the World Series started tonight. Fuck, I didn't see who won, though. I was watching it. It was close. I missed the end. I got to fucking look this shit up? God, this is so embarrassing. No show. Zero show prep. You see this? I'm looking for the score on the air. Okay. So the car. Wait, where are we? It's the card. Oh, my God. You can't go anywhere on the internet now without hitting a goddamn commercial. It's crazy. Okay, the Cardinals won the series opener. Gotcha. Man, it's so tough these days. You get inundated with just pop-ups and spam and advertisements. How do they say that? How do the Brits say that? Advertisements? Adverts. There you go. Cardinals make all the right moves. Win World Series opener. Tony La Russa played a hunch Wednesday. Or perhaps he was just managing by the book. Then again, maybe it was really an educated guess from the most educated of baseball's managers. Yes, Tony La Russa's back, baby. God damn, Tony La Russa has been in St. Louis for a long goddamn time. I think he's been there for a good 15 years solid, at least. Like, he went straight from the A's to St. Louis, and man, and you know what? You know what his secret is? You know what Tony La Russa's secret is? Ballet. He does fucking ballet. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if he's been on Dancing with the Stars. I don't know. I don't know for sure, but I know somebody who might know, and that would be Fat Red Dragon. What's up, Fat Red Dragon?
Hey, man, can you hear me? Am I coming
through? Yeah, you're loud and clear. Can you hear me? Is this thing on?
Yeah, I think it's on. Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't have my studio set up, dude. I'm on my laptop with a set of earbuds. So
that's fine. You sound great. It's perfect though. So did you watch the series tonight?
Yeah. Well, I was watching it. I had it on mute, but I had it on.
Yeah, I was in a cafe with it on in the background on mute, and there's a lot of eye candy, so I didn't even pay attention to the end of the game. I forgot it was there.
Well, if it's tits or baseball, it's usually going to be tits.
Yeah, there's too much eye candy in this goddamn town.
Yeah.
I mean, this gosh darn town. Sorry, folks. I didn't mean that.
Yeah, you don't want to offend your GOP nominate candidates or all that shit. What's up with your boy, dude? I mean, he's kind of my guy now too. I want to talk about that for a minute.
Who? What boy? Do I have a boy? I forgot. I didn't even realize I had a boy.
Who's I thought you did. I thought you were like a Ron Paul guy.
I like Ron Paul. Yes. Out of all those people, the person I'd like to sit down and just hang out with would probably be Ron Paul. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Herman Cain would annoy the shit out of me.
Dude, like in about 5.5 seconds, he would annoy the shit out of me.
But, I just hope he gets his turn at the to be the flavor of the month. It seems like they keep revolving the little spotlight. Like each almost it's like each month there's a different star. The star this month was Herman Cain. The month before it seemed like Rick Perry was going to be the dude. You know, now it seems like they're trying to like push Gingrich out now.
Yeah, and no one's
he's
buying
gonna be
that
the flavor. Like, you know, and early on it was like Michelle Bachmann was the flavor. It just seems like they keep kicking it, you know, from each candidate. Yeah, it's just a big dog and pony show. None of this stuff really matters. This is all for these people to try to raise money. Herman Cain is actually, of all of them, is the most underfunded. He in the last quarter, I think he only reported like something like $2 million.
Yeah, I mean, he only has pizza money. How much money can you make from pizza?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, they're fucking giving it out for free in fucking Lower Manhattan. he should be embracing those kids. That's his constituency, pizza eaters.
Wait, they're giving out free money or free pizza?
Both. Oh, you haven't heard?
No.
Occupy Wall Streeters have gotten so much in donations. They have their own treasury now, and a lot of their petty cash is notorious for just being straight up just ripped off.
Hmm.
Like they, you know, it's there's too much irony to even get worried about getting tangled up in.
You know, I was behind Herman Cain for a minute, and then that sounds really disgusting. I was going to back Herman Cain in his little run for the presidency for a minute until I heard him on stage doing that song about Imagine There's No Pizza. That's not our president. That's not who you want for a president.
Oh, dude, if there wasn't a fucking clue that this guy is just trying to be, you know, audition for a Fox News gig, where, let me find this clip, dude. This is him announcing. This is him how he decides to kick off his candidacy by invoking Martin Luther King, like he's the second coming of Martin Luther King. Check this out.
I'm running for president of the United States, and I'm not running for second. I'm not running for second. But when we wake up and they declare the presidential results, and Herman Cain is in the White House, we'll all be able to say, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, this nation is free at last again.
Dude.
I have been to the top of the mountain.
He's the second coming, dude.
Good Lord.
He is the second coming of MLK.
Oh, well.
There you go. He's going to win. He's the next president.
I don't know.
When was the last time the president had a mustache? Forget a black president. How about a president with any facial hair?
Damn. Good question. I mean,
that's Colonel Sanders in 1847.
Taft had some facial hair, didn't he?
Theodore Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt had a mustache, didn't he?
Yeah, you're right. He did.
Dude, something about the clean cutness. Like that's how I knew Joe Miller was dead in the water when when you have a Twitter account, Joe Miller's beard, and it has more followers than the actual your actual candidacy, you know you're in trouble. There's
so
no. How many senators have beards? None of them. Except for I think there's maybe a few congressmen. That's it.
Oh man, Jay Mackin makes a good point though. Betty Ford has some facial hair, so I mean that kind of counts.
Betty Ford, God rest her soul.
Yeah,
she's no longer with us.
No. How did your hunt go the other day, dude? Did you find some? Did you find a really crispy mac and cheese hippie girl to mac on?
No. I had my friend here with me who actually is kind of a hippie mac and cheese girl, but you know she's just like strictly like a friend, and so I was her tour guide, and so I think that kind of canceled me from any equation because any potential target thought that I was already taken.
I want to get this straight. You got cock blocked from hippie mac and cheese girl by a hippie mac and cheese girl?
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. Thank you.
Shit.
That's pathetic, isn't it?
It's not pathetic, but it's borderline.
No, I just have zero game. I just have zero game.
Well, you had your bicycle and a megaphone, right? I mean, how much more game do you need?
Yeah. Apparently, I need to up the ante. Like, I gotta go to. I don't know. Let's take calls. We got a ton of callers. I don't know if any of these people want to talk. Maybe they don't understand that you have to press the number one.
Yeah, they probably don't.
To talk. Or maybe they're just intimidated by our, all the masculinity that's exuding from the airwaves right now. They're a little intimidated here.
We're throwing it down for sure.
We are, no. Dude. We're talking about baseball. We're talking about politics, dude. We're like red-blooded fucking Americans right here. Nobody wants out a piece of this. Are you kidding me?
Bitch, go make me a fucking sandwich. What did I say to you? Make me a sandwich right now.
That's what I'm talking about. These people have no testicular fortitude.
Yeah.
To step up and press the number one because they know we are holding it down. We're like just like the NYPD was holding it down in the chat room, we are holding it down on air. Oh, there's Ol Reuter in the building. Friend of the show, Ol Reuter, also a former musical guest. You know, Ol Reuter, I haven't had a musical guest in a long time. It would be fantastical if you could grace us with your presence and maybe play plug in your Strat and play us a little Kumbaya or something for all the kids. I think they would get a kick out of that.
Doesn't he have a pizza place too?
Oh yeah, and of course, yeah, Ol Reuter. If you call and you plug your pizza joint, and you know, it's all good.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking Herman Cain, Ol Reuter. What are we missing?
Hey, you know what? Yeah, Ol Reuter for president for that matter. Why not? I would certainly vote for Ol Reuter to be president of BTR. If there's a presidency, the people's president. The people's representative, I think Ol Reuter would be my candidate.
And happy birthday to Goose Cream Soup. Good luck with your typing.
Yeah, Goose Cream Soup hopefully will join us at some point. Sloppy Drunk. She needs a little courage juice to call in, and tonight was her birthday, so she's celebrating. So I don't think that's going to be a problem achieving the level to call in. So I really look forward to you calling in Goose Cream Soup. Where's the non-sicko? What the hell happened to that guy? Is he working? What's his deal? That guy used to be like first guy called into my show almost every night for the last 2 months. Insane. Anyway, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm holding it down here with Fat Red Dragon, formerly of the 420 Grindhouse crew. What's going on with those kids, dude? Have you talked to Cannabis Monk or Hot Janelle lately?
Yeah, I hit them up on Facebook a lot. I guess Janelle now is a teacher, and Cannabis Monk is in a band, so they don't have any time for us.
Oh, no way. He's in a band?
Yeah, a metal band, like a shred band.
What does he do? Play? Does he sing?
He's got like a warlock, dude. He's a guitarist.
Oh, nice.
Like I don't know if it's like a flying V or a warlock, but it's one of those guitars that looks all crazy on the bottom. And I could pick it up and make about chords and then hand it back to them, let them shred.
Speaking of shredding, I saw Buckethead shred about a week and a half ago.
Really?
Buckethead Buckethead played a bluegrass festival of all things.
That's where he belongs.
They put this some billionaire guy just every year as a public service, he just puts on a free concert in Golden Gate Park, and it's always just epic acts. Like this year was fucking Robert Plant, and there's just a lot of big name acts like fucking what's his name, Chris Isaac,
Kenny.
Just all kinds of like artsy, folky, like Steve Earle was there. I have to look at the fucking website to see all the names, but it's just a pretty huge festival. It's like 3 days. It's multiple stages. It's name acts. And it's the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass. That's what it was. The Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival. And Hardly Strictly is a good name for it because it's just all over the place. They have like MC Hammer was there this year. Go figure. Apparently, MC Hammer is a huge. I lost Fat Red Dragon. Oh. You know, Buckethead has that effect on people. Bucket, I love Buckethead. I don't care what people think. I think Buckethead is epic. Oh, well, looks like Fat Red Dragon. Oh, here he is. He's back. Fat Red Dragon. I thought you rage quit on me, dude.
No, dude, I wasn't mad. I just, I'm back in Maine for a little hiatus here, and the internet, it's only wireless, and it's not very reliable.
Oh, all right. No worries. Yeah. Just talking about Buckethead.
Now, speaking of Shredders, dude, when I was down in Houston, I was out at a little club on Jones Road and met up with a guy, I don't know if you've heard of him, named Rusty Cooley. If you haven't heard of him, you should check him out.
Rusty Cooley?
Yeah.
What do you want? All right.
Yeah. RustyCoole.
Anonymous 37 again is hitting me up on Twitter. Yeah, just call in, dude. 347-826-7667. The line's wide open. Unfortunately, there's, Fat Red Dragon and I are just holding it down here. There's just too much manliness being demonstrated right here on the airwaves. And obviously, you're a little bit intimidated, but don't be shy. I don't bite very hard. And, it's all good in the hood. 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vince in the Bay holding it down with Fat Red Dragon. And we have Buckethead here with us. What's up, Buckethead?
I never stop working hard.
Oh, yeah. And don't be shy. We got a caller here. 626, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey.
Who's that? It's Ms. Becker.
Hi.
Hey. What's going on, Ms. Becker? What's going on in SoCal? We're up here in NorCal.
Oh, my God. We're going to start Occupy Covina. Oh, my God. It's going to be so great. You should all come.
Sounds pretty. Are things going to get aggro?
Aggro what?
Bio? Are things going to get aggro and bio down there?
Oh, it's going to get aggro and bio? Yeah, that's how we talk. Aggro and bio. What?
Up here, we just throw in a hella.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing, but just add a hella.
It's the hella thing to do.
And occasionally, if you want to really spice it up, throw in a hecka.
Oh, man. Well, that's like the opposite of spicing it up. That's like holding back a little bit. That's hecka tight.
I think it's going in the other direction, but I use it as a kind of a change-up.
Yeah.
If baseball terminology, you wouldn't understand. Let's see who this is. I got another caller here. 111, block number, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yes, hey, my name is Sam.
Hi, Sam. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have two things. You know, I really wish I was cool like you so I could suck a lot of cock.
Well, you don't have to be cool to suck cock. I know plenty of people who are, less than famous individuals who suck a mean penis.
And they get paid for it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very lucrative business here in San Francisco. Should check it out if you're into that thing. That sort of thing. Fish Tank Shitter, a.k.a. Fat Red Dragon, is here with me, as is Ms. Becker. Ms. Becker, what's been going... Wait, is there really a Occupy Covina? What's that
We're
all
We're trying about? To get it started. It's kind of interesting because Covina's kind of in suburbia, right? So this is where all the apathy really is.
This is where the money is what you mean.
And the money. And suburbia is apathy plus money if you're in politics.
So what are you protesting? I'm not really sure.
Well, the number one thing in the area that people actually don't even know about is that the Covina, West Covina has its own Kelly Thomas, as in its own, you know, police brutality incident. And this guy who was killed by the cops in West Covina, his name is Omar Garcia. And the day he was killed, earlier, like 5 hours earlier, the West Covina PD was chasing some Mexican dude on the freeway, right? And then they randomly come across Omar Garcia 5 hours later at a Target. And the police report says, and the police report had changed several times, the police report said that Omar, like, grabbed the cop's baton and started beating the officer, so they had to kill him. But he was shot, like, 15 times, and he was beat in the face by the baton. So it's kind of like maybe he did have resistance, but it was sort of an overdone thing. And there's also witnesses that claim that the guy was just minding his own business, and the cops came up to him. And the cops' sort of justification was, well, we were looking for this suspect who was in a high-speed chase earlier this day, and we thought that this guy was him, and that's why we came up to him. And it's all just sort of this weird, convoluted story. And since it doesn't have this kind of attention that Kelly Thomas had, like, it's all being sort of swept under the rug. So that's one very big thing to be protesting. And also, in general, in almost every city, like, just like the way the corporations are married to politicians in D.C., the local developers and big businesses are married to the city councils. It's the same thing, just on a smaller scale. So that's going on in that area, and especially in Covina, there's a huge addiction and alcoholism problem, and a big, like, rehab population. And it's a kind of a weird place to be, especially if you're, like, an intelligent 20-something and you just graduated college and you can't get a job. Some of my friends are getting together and trying to, like, figure out, you know, what the problems are and try to have their own little visible protest to rally people up to join in solidarity with Occupy Wall Street and sort of put a, you know, suburban bedroom community flavor to it.
Wow. Cool. Yeah. So you have a goal then, at least. That's cool.
What's that?
You have a goal. That's good.
We have issues that need to, you know, that are real, that go on probably in almost every city, especially in Southern California, in one degree or another. But I don't know, there's something interesting about the Covina area, Pomona, basically the east end of Los Angeles County is what this area is. And that's where I grew up.
Cheech and Chong, yo. Shout out to Cheech and Chong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is the kind of place where, like, if you're a white kid, your childhood's great, but then if you stick around and you try to, like, be an intelligent adult, like, no one likes you anymore, you're not cute anymore.
I think that happens to all of us.
Experience.
Not really,
it
just not
everyone.
Really.
Everyone, yeah.
Yeah,
kind of
not local to,
like,
to SoCal. That's everywhere, I think. If you're a white guy and you're not cool, right, Vince?
Especially with people who are older.
Unless you're
VIPB
for life.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a fun place to be right now if you're intelligent and in your 20s and you want to try to make something of yourself and you can't get out. And the political and socioeconomical climate kind of feeds into that. So I think that.
Wow. Somebody should do like an Occupy Northern Maine, because seriously, it's really bad. There's not a whole bunch of police brutality or anything like that, but people can't afford to buy their kids cereal and shit. It's pretty rough.
It's all just different degrees of the same type of problems, you know, one worse than another. And I would wonder if, you know, the police are somewhat, maybe not brutal, but maybe if they harass, maybe if there's a minority population there.
We don't have any. I mean, like, the minority population here are skinny white people with teeth.
Yeah. So it's just kind of, they're just rotting. I don't mean them, but just the situation is just stagnant and sad. There's an interesting documentary on Hulu. I don't remember what it's called. But it's about these kids in their 20s who, like, went country, cross country, and made this documentary about just people their own age in their 20s as well. I wish I could find it. Maybe I can find it now. But it's just interesting because you just get a whole snapshot. You know, you've got a kid who's running their own software company, and then you have a girl who's basically a prostitute in the rural area, and they just switch from kid to kid, and everyone has their own little story. So, I don't know what's going to happen to my generation, you know? Bleak. Occupy movement is kind of the only thing that's sort of giving me hope right now.
Gotta have hope.
What?
You gotta have hope.
Yeah, gotta have hope.
Hang in there.
Mm-hmm.
Occupy Marco.
Marco?
Dude, I saw a sign at Occupy Oakland today that said Occupy Solyndra. And you know what was funny is I passed the Solyndra off headquarters and all that shit on my way up to the thing. It was so amazing. I couldn't believe it. The irony was amazing. But yeah, Occupy Oak, I saw in the last 24 hours, I've seen the Occupy San Francisco, Occupy San Jose, and Occupy Oakland. And three completely different gatherings of individuals.
Right.
San Jose almost not existed. It's like three tents and five people. It's like, and nobody even cares. It's not. They're not even putting anybody out. Everybody's like, oh, that's cool. Right on. No worries. Oakland was a goddamn zoo. Oh my god. It's a little shanty town. Straight up shanty town. And San Francisco is just kind of like all over the place. It's like wannabe shanty town, but it can't really because it gets raided if it puts up tents. So the cops are a little more enforcement friendly here in San Francisco, I guess. But yeah, that was kind of a trip going through that Occupy Oakland. What a fucking, a trip. Yeah, it's just, it totally
changed. They can imagine, they have so much crap that they got to deal with living in Oakland.
Yeah,
wow.
It's a trip, dude. I don't know what to make of it. But,
well, I mean, shout out to Aunt Banks. Aunt Banks like to occupy Oakland.
Dude, Too Short's been occupying Oakland for 20 years or more, biatch.
Word up.
Let's take some calls. We got somebody manned up and dialed in on the horn now from area code 504. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
What up, Vince?
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
This is Anonymously 37, man.
Anonymous 37. What's going on, man? What's on your mind tonight?
Man, you know what? I want to call in because you're usually pretty sensible with your shit. You know, I would like to say this, right? I've been seeing all these people who are critical of Occupy, and, you know, and they say, well, it gives this group of people the right to demand rights and to take things into their own hands, like occupying a public place. And, you know, what gives them this kind of authority? And, you know, I want to sit there and just put this on record. I don't really give a shit who disagrees with me or not. I'll sit there and listen, you know, but who gave the cops, like, Congress gave the cops the right to carry around a badge and a gun and enforce whatever the fuck they want to invest that, you know, we can't smoke weed, we can't do this, we can't do that. Who gave them this right? Someone that writes laws? Someone who's paid off? Like, I don't see how people who so ignorantly believe in a broken system but can't believe in people standing up for themselves. You know? Does that bewilder you at all, or am I just ignorant?
Nothing bewilders me anymore. What I view this whole occupation thing as is just simply civil disobedience. It's people that are purposely breaking the law to make a point, to get their message across. I think that's, you know, if somebody's willing to go to that extreme, that definitely deserves a certain amount of respect, no doubt about it. But But that's sort of the point, is that these folks are disobeying the law peacefully. And you know, that's, I think it's very noble. And I think there's a long line of very dignified individuals that have done such things. And, you know, I think as long as you're not hurting anybody, you're doing it peacefully, you know, more power to you. But,
at the same time,
you know, it's, yeah, that's the point, is you're breaking the law on purpose, you know, so you just can't complain about it once the law is enforced.
Well,
that's it.
Why do the cops have that, you know, privilege in the first place? And the way I see it, especially in California, where very, I don't want to say recently, but they have a more recent history of white people moving in and bringing their government and their power with them. And you have all these laws like, well, you can't be in the park from X o'clock to X o'clock. My, like, summing it up, we have cops and we have laws like that because whitey is scared. White people are scared of shit. And they get to make their laws, and they get to start their governments, and they get to establish their police departments. And it's all very rooted in very basic historical values. And then it's become so established that you don't question it anymore. You don't question the roots anymore, and the cops just get to do what they get to do. If you look back far enough, you realize, like, a lot of our systems, especially local systems in small towns, if you look at some of the, like, municipal codes, like in Fullerton, it's illegal to hypnotize people. You get charged with a misdemeanor, technically. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't force it. But there's stupid laws like that, and you realize when you see these stupid little laws about you can't hypnotize people, almost like witch hunt type laws, you realize that all of these systems were made by white people who wanted to protect their power and their little, you know, their houses and their marriages and their 2.5 kids. That's what the system is, like, established upon. And that's the root of it. And so you try, as time goes on, you try to make, like, civil rights laws getting passed, and you try to adjust and realize, oh, shit, we were wrong. But there's still this root of basically white superiority. And in that, you realize that the powers that have been delegated to the cops are basically white people saying, well, we don't want to get our guns out and shoot people, so we'll delegate this to a police department to do it. And then from that, you know, they just are able to justify anything they do and use laws to do it. So that's sort of a more historical, anthropological approach to the answering the question, but gosh, why do they still get to do it? Because people are apathetic and they don't fight back and forth, and if they do try, it just takes goddamn long. Like, imagine how long all these First Amendment cases popping up are going to take to deal with. Goddamn. Meanwhile, the cops still get to do what they do. What?
I'm here. I'm letting you guys go.
I was just wondering. No. I just wanted to say one other thing, right? They have a couple people also say that Occupy Wall Street is just a bunch of white rich kids doing whatever they want. And I think that's bullshit, you know?
Whoever says that hasn't been to Occupy Oakland.
Yeah, they haven't been to.
I'm not here to fight that at all, right? Because I'm here agreeing that it's not. Like, I don't fuck that. I know that here in Occupy New Orleans, it's 90% black people doing it.
Yeah.
So I just think there's a lot of ignorance out there aimed towards Occupy, you know? But I gotta go play beer pong, so y'all enjoy y'all night.
There's a lot of ignorance.
Good luck, man.
There's a lot of ignorance out there aimed out from Occupy, too. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that don't even fucking know what they're fighting for or what they're about. So, I mean, I appreciate the fact that...
There's a lot of people occupying the Occupies, for sure. No doubt about it.
No doubt. I just wish it's together.
And in some pockets, I would question whether that little contingent hasn't superseded the actual people that are there for the message and whatnot.
Right.
Because it certainly became, at least at the San Francisco one, I felt like it became more about the Occupy itself than about them, doing anything with their message, if they have a message.
Right. Well, that's the key, man. You got to have a message. You got to organize, and you got to get.
Those people are there, though. Those people are there. The idea people are there, but you know, the idea people tend to be forward working individuals who probably have a professional life for the most part, and can't weekend warrior it. You know, can only milk that so much.
They have a little vacation time built up.
Yeah. But I don't know, man. I'm rooting for these kids. I hope, you know, they're trying to do this peacefully. They're trying to make a point, and I hope they succeed. But as always, I'm skeptical as always, cautiously skeptical.
I think the Jesse Jackson thing was a pretty huge thing.
People keep talking about what Jesse Jackson did. What did Jesse Jackson do?
It was as simple as the NYPD was apparently going to evict the medic tent at Occupy Wall Street, and Jesse Jackson was there for whatever reason, whether he was just visiting the protest, or whatever. And you know, then NYPD's about to evict him, so people leak arms around the tent to stop them, and Jesse Jackson joins them. And he says something to the fact of, you know, I'm not visiting, I'm protesting with you. And then the cops realize, oh, Jesse Jackson's here, and they backed off of that tent, and they basically saved the medic tent from being evicted. To me, I mean, that's pretty huge, because my mom will complain about, oh, that's not how you affect change with protests. You have to go and seek out leaders and representatives and make them pay attention to you. And it's like, well, if you get big enough, you don't need to seek them out. They realize it's so visible that they... And the message isn't clear in a pinpoint sense, but the general idea is clear enough to where it's like, yeah, of course I agree with this. And you have people like Jesse Jackson and Cornel West and everyone else who's popped up.
Oh, yes. Don't forget Naomi Klein. Naomi Klein just got arrested. She took her the new chic thing for the Hollywood for the Manhattan set is to get arrested on your way to your dinner party now. That's the new.
Cool.
On her way to the Huffington Post party,
mm-hmm.
Her and her date got arrested. She looked fabulous too. I loved her. She's hot. I've always thought Naomi. Both the Naomis. I would do both of them. In fact, that's the only way I would do them is if I had both Naomis, Klein and Wolf. That's the only way I'd do it. They're both hotties. She looked fantabulous. I don't know who her dude was, but she looked great. It was very
she got
arrested
arrest. From protest, or she just got arrested?
She got tangled in the whole thing. Well, she went to a Huffington Post party. I can pull down the article if you want to hear the details. But essentially, she was supposed to go to this Huffington Post party, and the Huffington Post party was like I don't know, it spilled out onto the street, and it got mixed up with some Occupy Wall Streeters who caught wind of it. And somehow she got swept up in it, and the cops were trying to tell her to. I guess she was talking to the protesters or hanging out with them on the street. And at a certain point, the cops were like, you know, Naomi, I don't care who the fuck you are, you got to keep moving here. And then they arrested her and her boyfriend. So,
well, best looking mugshot of all time.
She looks great though. She looks really like, I mean, talk about a hot date. So, she's. Been on the edge. I love it. That's my kind of gal.
Wow. You know, whatever spreads the word. Yeah. Sure, she'll tell plenty of people about it.
Oh, she already wrote an article for the Guardian.
Okay, great.
Yeah, look it up. Naomi Wolf, whatever, UK Guardian. She's already done a op-ed. How I got arrested, why I got arrested, my side of the story.
It's silly, because before law school, life was so bleak that I would actually like read websites like Perez Hilton and pay attention to celebrity gossip, because I really had nothing else to do. And today I just kind of checked in, and it's amazing how fucked up Lindsay Lohan has made her life in the past month. I haven't been paying attention to this bullshit.
What has she done recently?
She apparently hooked up with some, like, multi-millionaire hotel guy, and she's just like, her teeth are messed up, and she's just a mess as always, and getting worse and worse, and didn't, you know, serve
didn't
her
they force
hours
her to,
the
they force her to work in a morgue? Isn't she supposed to work in a morgue?
Yeah, and then apparently she hasn't done it you know, or not all her hours, and she was in custody for a while today. She went to court, and then they took her in for a while, and I guess she's free now. But, you know, that was my brief check into this bullshit I didn't even want to read about anymore. It's kind of sad.
Holy shit. She's probably worried if she works in a morgue, they'll prep her for a funeral or something like that and bury her.
Well, but she was also working on some women's shelter in Skid Row, too. So it wasn't all, you know. She wasn't going to that.
Nice. She's classy.
I can't get with that. No.
No can do.
Oh, yeah. Wait, is a Naughty Bear here? There?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, right here.
A Naughty Bear.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you, a Naughty Bear? Have you found any other animals to congregate with lately on the internet? There's got to be tons of them out there. You're the first Anani animal of any kind, I think, that I've ever met. Are there any other ones out there?
Caleb Deuce now has a bear.
Who has a bear?
Caleb Crappy Tires. Caleb Deuce.
Oh, you know, I don't talk about Crappy Tires. We don't talk about him on here anymore. He rage quit my show.
Okay, well, I'll link the picture he put. Put it in the chat room.
I don't know. That might be. Are you trying to frame me for child porn or some shit? What the hell are you trying to do to me, Oppenani Bear? Are you pedo? Are you really pedo bear in disguise?
No, I'm not.
You are. You're a pedo bear in disguise. That's why you're the best. It's all coming together now. That's it. I can't do this. I can't do this. I'm going to take a break. 347-826-7667. It's the band holding it down with Fat Red Dragon, a Naughty Bear, and my homie Becker.
And Hollow.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct. With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job. Yeah,
me. Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di rendere 800 insegnare un gran corso.
Top fighters are really something else.
Victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
It's VITB back up in this. Thank you for tuning in. There's another hour to go. Don't be shy. The lines are open. I see you in the chat room there, Bildo Wags, Circa 319, Crappy Airbags. What else do we have? Crappy Airbags. Shouts out to Crappy Airbags. Sorry you're already asleep there, pal, but good to see you tuning in. Fat Red Dragon in the building, Frank Rizzo in the house, Ghost Zero in the building, Jay Mackin in the house. Jay Mackin, I think, represents Occupy Portland, probably. There's a huge Occupy going on up there. At least I've seen a lot of big numbers coming out of there, unless they're just extremely liberal estimates, which wouldn't be shocking. But anyway, Mary Mad in the house. Mary Mad seems to have fallen asleep, but good to see her tuned in. Ms. Becker in the building. No Thieves Allowed in the house. Ol' Rooter. Ol' Rooter, I really would appreciate it if you call in. I'd love to hear from you, bro. It's been a while. Prison Reform Movement, thank you for listening. A Punk Curmudgeon in the house. Shouts out to Punk Curmudgeon. Santos Omar, I presume that's Omar Santos. Wow, I'm impressed. That really is you, Omar. Shouts out to you for tuning in. Stabby McHugs in the building, and Wendigo rewinding things out there in the chit-chat room. And I want to give a shout-out again to Anonymous37 for calling in earlier. Thank you for calling in. He was kind of in and out. It was a quickie, but I appreciate the call. And once again tonight, we're celebrating Goose Cream Soup's birthday. It's Goose Cream Soup's birthday tonight. Anani Bear, do you want to wish Goose Cream Soup a happy birthday?
Hey, happy birthday, Goose Cream Soup! Yay! Hugs, 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 hugs! Yay!
There you go. Much love from Anani Bear and me. It's good to have you as always, Goose. I hope you decide to call in. Don't be shy, Goose. I know you're still drinking for, in celebration.
You should share some. Yay, share.
Hey, wait. Apanani Bear just tweeted me, and he said, "Hey, Vince in the Bay, don't be mean to me. Cut that out. That's not nice."
Yeah, you're being mean.
How was I being mean to you?
They're calling you Pedo Bear. That's a pedo bear.
Oh. Well, you were kind of, that was kind of dubious.
Was it?
Behavior. I don't know. Some people could have interpreted it in a weird way. I'm just saying. People are weird on the internet. They can manipulate
things. Posted a picture. That's how I was doing.
Right, fine. Okay. Fine. You got it.
Cool.
All right. So I have Anani Bear here with me. I also have Ms. Becker, and I have Fish Tank Shitter, aka Fat Red Dragon. And are you still over with Fred in the show, or what's the show you're on? Gary, the Gary Show. Is that still going on?
It's.
I wanted to say the Fred Show.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
I should just change this to the Fred Show. I think that's
you should.
Yeah, welcome to the Fred Show.
Get way better ratings.
Anyways, as I was fumbling over my words there, I was trying to say that Fat Red Dragon is also a regular on Gary's show. It's another program here on Blog Talk Radio. And why don't you plug that right now, my homie?
Oh, it's plugged. For the moment, it is plugged. I'm like I said, I'm on a hiatus. I'm on a vacation here in Maine. I left Houston yesterday, back here in Maine, and we were all sitting together in the same room doing the show for a while there, but shit got weird, and I had to come back here, so I'll be back down there soon. But yeah, stick around, people. Damn it, Vince, way to plug my show.
Well, whatever. In some way, shape, or form, Fat Red Dragon exists in the Blog Talk Radio.
Always.
Punditry for forever, just like Goofy Bone. You can't keep these people down. They just keep coming back.
I hesitate to even ask. I have not been paying attention, but I noticed he's
Goofy
not around.
Goofy Bone has been banned from BTR, dude. You didn't hear?
Oh, I heard. I heard from him, but I'm not really sure how true that was. So.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just maybe he couldn't afford to pay this month's fee, so he's just like, I'm just going to pretend that I got kicked off BTR.
Yeah, no, I heard a couple of names.
Let's troll for a month. I won't pay for BTR. You know, or maybe he got caught in a credit card scam and boom, like, he's just, boom, he has to use another one.
Yeah, caught up with him.
I don't know. It's hard economic times. I wouldn't be surprised if more people didn't, you know, it's definitely a luxury to have a blog show, and you know, if you can't justify it, you might as well be theatrical about not just justifying it. I think that might be what Goofy's up to. I think he might just be pretending that he got kicked off BTR, because I still haven't got a definitive answer about how or why he was taken off. He's very cryptic.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he's like the little Mexican that cried wolf. It's okay.
Yeah, I don't know what's up. All right, we got tons of callers, but nobody with their hands up. And now, folks, if you're new to Blog Talk Radio, you call in, and if you want to talk, you press the number 1. And that raises your hand and alerts me that you want to be inserted into onto the panel here. And there, good. We got a caller here. Block number, go ahead. You're on the air. Who's this?
I forgot to hit that friggin' wall.
Oh, yeah. Old Rooter in the building. What's up, Old Rooter?
Tell him.
Rooter, are you there?
Hey, Rooter.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Are you plugging in your amp right now? What's up?
No, I'm just sitting here.
Okay, we can barely hear you. You're kind of like cutting it out. What's going on with you? What's new with you, Rudy?
How's that? Is it better?
Oh, it sounds like you're calling from your Airstream behind your F-250, dude.
Yeah, it sounds really muffled and weird, dude. Are you behind like 5 proxies? And a VPN? Using satellite? From Antarctica?
Seriously.
We got a really bad connection, Rooter. I it's not your usual crispy cleanness, dude.
God damn it. Hold on.
Yeah. Why don't you lock that down and get back to us, dude? That's old Rooter. Who I was really stoked to hear from, but he sounded, I don't know, there's a bad connection there. I could barely tell what he was saying.
Just start picking people up, dude. They're not going to get that bad.
What's up, Rooter? Yeah, you're there, but you sound extremely muffled.
Yeah, I tried.
And you're cutting. Oh, there you go.
Oh, did that work?
Whatever it is, you said, I can hear you now.
Oh,
I got some nasty feedback.
I took the microphone and jabbed it up my ass a couple times.
Oh, yeah. I usually do that to warm up before I go on the air, but that's ballsy. You did it right here.
Said shit. How the fuck y'all doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
We're hanging in there, Raider.
I'm hanging out with my good friend, Ms. Becker. She's a lovely young lady who resides down in Southern California. And she's hanging out with her little friend, Anani Bear.
Her little friend, Nani Bear.
Anani Bear, as in like Anonymous Bear.
Oh, Anonymous Bear. Because Nani was at my pizza joint the other night eating wings.
Anonymous Bear.
You know what you do with little teddy bears? Yes, get them in that seam right down nearby where their balls should be, but there's nothing because it's all smooth. You just rip that sumbitch open and like fold everything up over their heads. You can use them to scrub your plates in the kitchen.
Dude, oh, Ruder, we're getting some nasty feedback, dude.
Come on.
Yeah, oh, Ruder,
take your Skype line out of the main stereo bus, dude. Just hit that button.
I don't know what's going on, old Ruder, but we got a really bad connection. Try calling back in, man.
Rough.
Yeah. I love old Ruder. I call back old Ruder.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, dude. I mean, if you get calls, they're just sitting there. Just start picking them up. They're not going to get
I think Div is with us. Synthetic Divination. Did you want to chime in here? Or Synthetic Divinity. I'm sorry, Div. Is that you?
I'm on air.
Yeah, you're on air. What's up?
Oh, look at that. Nothing much. I usually just press the one button before. Like, AV didn't give me the option, so I can just skip the intro. But now I'm just listening. Sorry.
See what you made me do there, Fat Red Dragon? She actually legitimately did not want to talk at this juncture.
But it bears mentioning at this point that I've called in enough times because of my shitty main internet tonight that I realize if people are calling in and they just hit one once, go ahead and hit one twice. And when the lady says you're in the host queue, you're in the host queue. Until then, you're not. Yeah. They've changed it.
Push one. Do it. Push one. Air pressure.
Mary Mad was really mad, like for real mad in the chat room. What's that all about? Was she mad because of the echo? I think she was. It was kind of disturbing, the feedback. I apologize. I hope old Ruder will call back or try to rectify the situation because he's good friend of the show. I like it when he comes all plugged in though, and he's usually got his guitar like ran through his whatever his soundboard, and he's got it all raring to go. Whatever. It's good. It's good to hear his voice though. He's also got a show here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm sure if you just click on his name, his profile there, you can see his shows. He's from back in the day when BTR used to be free. You used to be able to do these shows 2-3 hours for free every night. No big deal. Those are the days, man. And back then, old Ruder was on the scene. Jen of the Jungle was still around. Who else? Burl and Annie. Did you ever call Burl and Annie?
FRD. No, I don't remember that one, dude. I've only been around since March, dude. March of 2011.
Oh man, dude, you're newbie. You're new fag BTR.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I feel like I've paid a few dues and things.
Yeah,
like,
you definitely. Oh well, in BTR years, you're ahead of the game. But yeah, I know what you're saying. Oh man, speaking of BTR stalwarts, it looks like we are now joined by none other than the One Angry Jew.
Of course.
What it do, Jew?
I was summoned. I was summoned to your radio show tonight.
Oh, yes? And,
now, are you aware that the pepper spraying lieutenant, the inspector, has now been sanctioned, right?
That's not cryptic at all, Jew.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
No.
The guy in New York, the white-shirted inspector.
Yeah. What about his name?
Baloney.
Tony Baloney, yes.
Yeah.
Inspector Baloney.
For sure.
Apparently,
Officer.
Apparently, Baloney. they've taken Absolutely. 10 days out of the 10 days of his vacation for his infraction.
Bam. Pow.
Now, does that mean that the people that he pepper sprayed can each individually sue him for acting outside of his authority? Because according to the New York police, he acted outside the guidelines of his training. So those people should all sue him.
No, they shouldn't.
And he wouldn't be. Who said that?
FRD.
Josh
Brown with FRD and Ms. Becker and Op Anani Bear.
All right. Why, O Dragon, should he not be sued?
Well, isn't there enough of that?
No, there's never enough of that.
I forgot you're a Jew.
Look, these cops will beat the shit out of you, and then as you're laying on the ground with broken arms and broken appendages, then when they write up the report, will then say that you assaulted them.
You know what? I think it would be awesome. I think if you could spend 1 week as the one fat Mexican and then call back and give us your opinion, then you might feel a little differently.
Which
the one fat
Mexican?
What are you talking about, Goofy Bone?
No. he's pretty Mexican. He's spelt.
You have been in Texas evidently too long. Now everybody looks like Mexicans to you. First it was lobstermen. Now it's Mexicans. You're not. We need to help you. I think we need an intervention, Vince.
Your point's not becoming any more relevant. I don't think anybody should sue the guy. I mean, really?
Yes, really. Why does he sound so much louder than everybody else?
I can turn my mic down.
Because
sorry,
he's
guys.
Got more testicular fortitude than any of you
I
in
don't
the chat
think
room and, or
turn
on the line
that,
all combined.
Turn down.
I don't
that,
know. If,
that
I don't know if you've been. I know you just showed up here late, Jew. I don't know if you're trying to stock. It's not time to stock Ron Paul girl or something. But I understand you just want to vamp here with us. But you know we've been having a pretty solid.
Would you rather
down
I go, Vince?
Manliness here between FRD and I. We've been pretty much holding it down here.
And we're guy, talking some baseball.
Dude, we've been talking about the World Series. We've been talking about some manly shit, dude. And
Oakland Raiders got Carson Palmer. I mean, shit.
Dude.
That'll get me out of here real quick. Keep talking sports. I'll bail in no time.
All right. What's the main draw for Oakland Raider fans in their stadium as far as food goes?
Touchdown, Raiders!
Ah, he's gone. We lost him. That's all it took. That's all it took. Sweet. Sometimes the easiest answer to exterminating the Jew is right in front of you.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what Hitler said, too.
Yeah. Oh, man. Unfortunately, I'm too sympathetic to the anti-Semitism, so I might as well just flaunt it, right? I got in big trouble the other day because Karl Barks was spewing some Hitler nonsense, trying to poke fun at... Well, because I had both the One Angry Jew and Op No Pro on the show at the same time, both Jewish. And so this guy in the chat room, Karl Barks, a notorious troll, decides to just go off and trying to instigate, you know, something because he knows two Jews are on. And Op No Pro bit on it and got all bent out of shape because I wasn't paying attention and didn't, like, boot Karl Barks from the chat room. It's just like, oh, my God, everybody's so thin-skinned. Let's just, like...
Just roll with the punches, baby.
Yeah, dude, come on. Seriously.
Just win, baby. Just win.
But that was a great example of how, but see, in that instance, the one angry Jew was on, he wasn't offended at all. He stayed on. OpNoPro was offended, left, but one Jew remained. But yet, we didn't think about the other alternative. If we really wanted to get rid of him, we should just start talking about sports.
Yeah, it's right there in front of you, dude. Just got to reach out and grab it.
Whatever. Good times, good times. 347-826-7667. Still not too late to get in on this cavalcade of mediocrity. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm here with Fat Red Dragon and Ms. Becker and also a Nani Bear. And we've just been chopping it up about whatever. I see a lot of people on the line. If you're holding and you want to join in this, press 1. Press 1, and I'll get you on the air. So, yeah, what else is going on? Oh, yeah. Dog's barking outside. What the hell? What's that? I'm sorry.
Probably Bart police killing somebody, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they just announced that they're sort of reevaluating their cell phone policy. They're supposed to bring it up with the board, I think, in next week, maybe. So there might be some potential Operation BART follow-up post-mortem reportage. Definitely have the Vince of the Bay news team down there to record that. Also, speaking of, like, court stuff, what's it about? We're still about, 10 days away from the Anonymous 16 or 15 or whatever it is up to now. That's going to be interesting. That's in San Jose. I think I'm going to be in the house for that. Check that out. That case is going to be used to set precedents as far as using DDoS as a form of political protest, like digital sit-in type thing.
Wow, ballsy.
Balls to you, Anonymous. Balls to you.
Balls to you.
Yeah, balls to you, Commander X. Balls to you.
Is it the Commander X case, or is it different?
Commander X is part of it now, too. Yeah, they're lumping them all together. He got put on the same docket. His thing is on the same docket with all those other people.
What are the websites that are involved?
I don't know. If you want to follow Commander X, you got to go to the People's Liberation Front or whatever his.
Wondering, because if they lump everything together, it doesn't help with any sort of press.
They're all together but separate. It's kind of you could probably tell me better than anyone because you know you're studying law. I went to the arraignment. I saw 14 of them or 13. Actually, 12, I think it was physically that were there, or 12 or 11 that were actually there physically. But I saw them all get arraigned. They all had their own individual representation, and they were all seen before the same judge right at the same time. And they're all in the same indictment, but they're, like, within that indictment, it's like, you know, they're also being charged as individuals. So I don't know. I guess it's because it's also there's, but they all have a conspiracy charge as well. So I think that complicates it.
Conspiracy to lulz. I would just wonder if they're lumping together like PayPal with a government website because they shouldn't do that. One second, roommate.
Oh. We're taking a roommate break here. I also have my home skillet, Fat Red Dragon. Dude, I'm so stoked that you decided to hold it down with me tonight, bro. It's been good to have you here.
No, it's been too long, man. It's been too long. I gotta jump back and get back into my roots once in a while. So I appreciate you having me on, man. Thanks.
Absolutely. Anytime, dude. It's kind of a taste of the good old days hanging out with the 420 Grindhouse crew, man. I miss the Wake and Bake it was Saturday morning Wake and Bake.
Saturday morning Wake and Bake. Yeah, dude. And, you know, the crazy thing is I have not had a puff of marijuana in... I would actually piss clean right now, Vince. I have fathomed that shit. I would actually piss clean right now.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
We've come a long way.
Well, unless they were testing
for
Bud
Light. Those are the days, the heady days.
Does anyone else live with lesbians? Is that just me?
Did you? I didn't hear what you said. Did you say you're on a Sibian right now? What was that?
No.
That's what I heard.
I had to stop talking and open my door because my roommates are a lesbian couple and they're having drama right now. And anytime anything pops up, and one of them started hearing.
The buzzing was
on
real world COVID.
Oh, Reuter had the buzzing on his line.
Yeah. Basically, but like one of them's hard of hearing, so I'm knocking the door really loud, and I can't be like, come in if you can't hear me.
That's fine. We're totally cool with roommate breaks. You just got to take a roommate break. It's all good, dude. I have people barging into my studio all the time mid show. Yeah, just stupid, ridiculous stuff. You know, spur of the moment. Hey, it's the internet. What do you want? We got a caller.
Yeah.
Who's this? Caller from 858. Who's this? You're on the air.
I want to talk to the little lady lawyer.
All right. One Angry Jew is back with us. You want to talk to Ms. Becker? You're on with her right now. What do you want?
First of all, what year in law school are you in, dear?
I'm a first year. I just finished my first round of midterm, so that's so easy on me.
All right. But are you aware of what I said earlier about that cop acting outside the bounds of his authority?
Yes.
But he doesn't have the protection. He doesn't have the protection of his oath or the city when he operates outside the bounds of his authority. So he can be sued.
I didn't say that he couldn't. I would sue him. My opposition would be that the justice system is so slow that there needs to be something other than just suing the guy, and obviously the city taking away 10 days from his vacation doesn't really suffice. But I agree. He should be sued.
Well, it depends. Maybe he had a trip to China plan.
Maybe he had what?
A trip to China. They can really teach you how to crack down on rioting and whatnot in China. That could ruin his entire China trip.
I don't disagree with the idea of suing something. And then another thing I was thinking, I don't think I was thinking while you were talking about that earlier, but another thing I was thinking is this is why anonymous exists, because our justice systems and our powers that be are so shitty that we've created our own sort of, I don't want to call it a police force, but just basically our own spy team for the people by the people. I mean,
let's go back to the Now that we've nailed this down, let's go back to the sex shop where we were last week.
The sex shop.
Which sex shop? What are you talking about, dude?
He's going back to when I first called in. Yeah, back when I first called in.
What about it?
Sex shop.
I want to know what you're purchasing.
What am I purchasing? I usually only go and purchase Playgirl magazines. And they don't come out very often, so I don't really go that often anymore.
So no lubes, you're not buying any dildos. By the way, here's a bit of trivia for you.
Now and then, I mean, they break and stuff.
are you really rough with them? What's your deal? You wear them out really easily?
No.
Are you aggressive with your toys?
Battery. Hey,
you don't share any of your toys with the Nani Bear, do you?
No.
Does that help you in law school?
Huh? Does it help me in law school?
Well, you know how they tell sports players not to do that before a game?
Oh.
Do you do that before a good test?
No, I don't really connect the two realms of my existence. I don't think I'm going to have a test, so I better masturbate, sort of, you know. I mean, the way you wake up in the morning focused on breakfast, you're not thinking about dinner, dude.
I masturbate before everything. I don't know about you guys. I masturbate before everything.
Hmm?
Yeah, everything.
The fat red dragon has new uses for raw fish than you could ever dream of. He is originally from Maine, you know.
What?
What?
Exactly.
You ever seen those fleshlights? The flat red dragon doesn't use that. He gets it. He gets lobsters for bucks a pound up there.
The flat red dragon? I never even met that guy.
The fat red dragon.
Vince, play the tape back. I'm pretty sure he said flat.
Are you having trouble hearing me?
I might be.
I don't understand. Like, you went from me, you know, using toys to something about a dragon, and I'm totally lost.
Yeah.
No. Well, that man talking is the fat red dragon.
That's how we do it here on Disorderly Conduct, 347-826-7667. Late night internet radio at its finest. What do you want? I got a guy on my show named One Angry Jew. I have a fat red dragon and an anonymous bear. I mean, seriously.
Good segment.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Let's do a shout-out to all the people that are enduring this in the chat room, still listening. Circa 319, I don't get that name, but I hope somebody does. Thank you for listening. Crappy Airbags, thank you for tuning in. Glad to see you in the chat room. Fat Red Dragon, Frank Rizzo in the house. Ghost Zero, holding it down the whole show. Thank you for listening, Ghost Zero. Omar Santos is in the chat room. Omar Santos says, I love the Jew. You're getting some propers here in the chat room, Jew. They like. See, that's the thing is some people like the villains that call into the show, and it's interesting how it breaks down. But Omar Santos likes the Jew. With Jay Mackin in the house, Mary Mad in the building. Thank you for tuning in as always, Mary Mad. Ms. Becker in the chat room. Also, No Thieves Allowed is asleep in the chat room. What's up with that, dude? No Thieves Allowed is. Like
that's old school.
He's one of the most epic. He's actually called into my show finally. I finally actually talked to him on air. No, seriously. He's a really cool mellow guy, and he does fantastical artwork. That's his reputation, and I don't know why he's not, fluttering away in the chat room. Maybe he's just tired. He's sleeping in the chat room. I get it. It's all good. But I don't know. I just looked in the chat room right now. Maybe he'd already put up some artwork, but whatever. He's awesome. Old Rooter, thank you for tuning in and calling in. Great to hear from you and see you around. I hope things are swell. Punk Curmudgeon in the building. Thank you for listening, Punk Curmudgeon. Omar Santos. I still can't believe Omar Santos is in the chat room. That's amazing. Are we sure that's not just Crappy Airbags trolling us? Or is... Oh, you know what? That's probably... I bet you I know who that is, who's trolling. That's probably Shagmi. Is Shagmi trolling us as Omar Santos?
I think I saw Shagmi mentioned in the chat room earlier. I'm not really sure. I didn't see the name.
Yeah. That would explain him not being around.
Mm-hmm.
Stabby McHugs also in the house. Thank you, everybody, for listening and staying tuned this long and this late. We again, there's a ton of people on the switchboard that are just listening. If you want to jump in, press number one. Press number one on your keypad.
Do Radio Graffiti, Vince.
No, I'm not going to do Radio Graffiti. And by the way, people don't know this. These kids don't know this, but Radio Graffiti, that term, is not Ghost didn't make that up. Okay, that
oh, really?
Term's been around for years. That's been
yeah,
around
it
for
is.
It's been around forever. Like Alan Combs uses that. You know, I've heard it. On other places, but I don't have enough callers to do Radio Graffiti. I can do Radio Spaghetti, where I just unmute everybody and let it just go. That usually gets
like,
pretty interesting.
Christian Lindsay is a 336 area code and wants to get on.
Oh, okay. I see her. Let's bring her on. What's up, Friction?
Yeah, what up, man?
What's going on, dude? What's on your mind tonight?
Man, I just got evicted from my apartment, man. I got jumped the other day. Get this, all right? I'm moving. I did random roommate selection. The apartment told me that I was going to be moving in with a lesbian. It turns out to be a transgender male dressed as a female. I tell these eight dudes that I was living with the transgender whatever. They jump me. But I wrestled for 6 years in high school. I whipped the fuck out of all of them. and I got evicted from the fucking apartment complex. I'm chilling in the hotel tonight, like just kicking it on Vincent in the radio. I'm an atheist, by the way.
Right on, dude.
My
Good
parents named
you?
Me too early.
Wow.
Oh.
Shout out to hotels.
Hell
that's,
yeah, the economy in, baby.
That's our home. That's our homie Friction holding it down with us tonight.
So I
Friction,
gotta. Yeah, can I plug my book for a second? I just
plug your
book.
Yes, absolutely. You're a writer. I was gonna ask you what your deal is, but you're a writer, obviously. Go ahead, tell us about your book.
All right, I'm a senior at East Carolina University. I wrote a book about philosophy and poetry. It's called The Black Plague Bible. Look on my Facebook.
I don't have Facebook.
Well, it's my profile is public.
Oh, I can't even log on to it though. It's been blocked from I blocked it from my computer. I cannot physically log on to Facebook. That Facebook blockage.
Well, I got a free copy of the book on my Facebook.
It's all good. All people listening, everybody listening,
has
got a Facebook.
Like Facebook constipation.
Right on, Friction. Do you want to hang on for a little bit? We got to take more calls, but you're welcome to stick around and hang out on the panel, so to speak. Or not. Hello?
Nice.
All right.
Gone.
Let's go do another call here. Blocks number, you're called in, your hand's up. What's going on? Who's this? What's on your mind?
Hey, it's Goofy Bone. What's up, man?
Goofy, great to have you back. What's going on, Goof?
Nothing. I'm just home alone, kind of sad about my BTR show, and I was rubbing my nipples to Debbie's show, and I just started crying because I'm jealous that I don't have my show anymore. And, you know, when I had my show, I felt almost as big as a faggot as you did.
Goofy sounds like he's maybe gone back to school. I don't know. His verbiage has gotten a lot more... I don't know, he's kind of cleaned up his verbiage. It sounds like he's enunciating his words.
Yeah, it sounds like he's been hanging out with Mr. Feeney.
Maybe he's just sober. I don't know. There's something different about Goofy. I can't quite put my finger on it.
So much less Mexican than before.
347-826-7667 is the number. We got 25 more minutes to go. Thank you so much, FRD, for enduring this with me. I'm, you know, as I said, you know, Goofy's no longer doing a show, and obviously he called in. He's a little bit tore up about it, but you know, hey, he'll be back eventually. You know, he's a talented individual. You know, he'll learn from his lesson, be rehabilitated, and.
Should we not give out his tiny chat address here on the air, or is this taboo? I don't want to fuck anything up for you, but
I don't care. There's been tons of tiny chat links spammed in my chat room, dude.
I don't want to spam anything.
I don't care. You can spam it.
I'll just say it.
Is that what Goofy's doing now? He's doing a 24-hour tiny chat. Is that what his deal is now?
24/7, dude, naked, 23 hours a day. It's ridiculous. But at the same time, little creepy. tinychat.com/186DUCE, because he can't spell, he's Mexican. It's fine.
There you go. Appa Nani Bear, what's up with you? You're seriously quiet.
Twitter. Yeah.
Oh, what's going on Twitter? I'm missing. I haven't been on Twitter in the last 5 minutes. What am I missing?
Oh wow, Gina, you need to catch up. I'm surprised if you search.
Oh, there's so many goddamn occupies. I can't fucking occupy enough space in my brain. I'm trying to foster this one brain cell I got left here, sister.
If you search the good old, you know, the OG Occupy Wall Street hashtag, there's still, like, you know, tweets every second for this hashtag. It's crazy. rolling. Yeah, being on. Doing.
What?
Doing. I'm just.
What's happening?
That's Apanani Bear. She's Apanani Bear is in her own little world over there.
Yeah. Chilling, yeah.
You need like a Twitter update bumper.
Yeah, tell us. Yeah. Oh, like breaking news?
Yeah.
Oh, I got something.
You got something? You got anything
in the
archives that we can dig out?
Got her.
That's breaking news.
It's time for a Twitter update. That's right. This is the portion of the program where we analyze tweets.
Twitter.
That's right. What else? What do we got here? Andrew Lawton Twitter. Says, bored. Right girl writes back, call me. Let's see. Linda Jones says, Jesus, how the hell did I become the queen of typos? You God of Wu-Tang says, well, a lot of Z's. Well, I'll retweet that one. That's an important one. What's that? Yeah. And that's it. That is your Twitter update. That's your Twitter update. I just retweeted it.
Check out Goose Goose Soup and the Mountain Pickle. They're totally hitting on each other. Things is cute. And they just give each other hugs.
Are you on speed, Anani Bear?
No!
I can't tell what you're saying. You're talking too fast.
Anon Sicko and Goose Cream Soup are totally hitting on each other. Look at their tweets.
Oh, they're hitting on each other?
White wine and tomato soup.
Oh, what? Sloppy. Are they drunk tweeting each other? Are they drunk tweeting?
Why do they just give each other hugs?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Just say yes, so we can win this debate. LOL.
Yeah, baby.
No,
it's time for your little sexy Twitter
just
update.
Just might have to hurt other people for thinking so. LOL. It's okay for them to say you're cute, though.
No.
Wait, I gotta read Goose Cream Soup's responses though. Ah, lovey, you're making me blush. I love you so much. Oh, damn. I can't. I'm just going to read this and start fapping. I'm sorry. Mary Mad gets involved? Wow. Shagney somehow gets entangled? This is like turns into some like Twitter group sex. Wow. This is steaming stuff. I think this is like rated X tweets. I can't.
A Twitter love triangle.
Bilbo Wags says, this makes me horny. I can't control this, Bilbo Wags. The show can go in any direction at any time. There's just no telling where it will go. All right, we got more calls here. Let's take this call here. Block caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Vince, this is your mother. Stop pissing the sheets. I'm sick of cleaning this shit. There's piss everywhere. And you know what? You're a failure. You're a failure. You disgust me. You have sex with fat girls.
I'll be down there in a minute. I swear to God, I'll wash the dishes. I promised you I would wash the dishes. I'll do it right after the show.
I want you to stop pissing the sheets is what I want.
Hey, I clean it. I clean it. Don't worry about it. You don't have to come into my room. You don't have to come in a room. It's
dude,
my
I wish,
okay? I help.
I tried
you know,
to get an abortion. And it failed. That's why you're so fucking retarded. I fucking hate you, you fucking faggot.
Vince in the abortion. Wow.
You know,
fuck
Mom,
you.
I told you. I told you we could have. We'll settle this after the show. Seriously, you've tried this tactic before, and it's just. I don't care. I'm occupying.
I'm rubbing my foot right now.
I'm occupying my parents' basement attic. I'm occupying my parents' attic. And,
stutter.
Mom, this is why I'm such a failure, Mom. Because all you would do is just nitpick every little mistake I made.
I will. I'll forgive you. I'll forgive you if you give me a kiss on the vagina, like the old times.
Mom, all right, that's it, Mom.
In the long, long ago.
I've had enough, Mom. Just go away. Jesus Christ. Talking about just inappropriate.
Occupy your clitoris.
Inappropriate. Not. I mean, come on. This is stuff we could talk about off air. I mean, I don't need to deal with this.
Don't you mean op air?
I'm trying to conduct a goddamn show. We're talking about real issues here, like Twitter. I mean, dude, we're putting on a legitimate broadcast here. We're bringing kitchen table issues to the fore here. It's like Charlie Rose of the internet. We imagine the virtual table here with the black backdrop.
Dude, I mean, it's breaking news.
This is, yeah. We're reporting live off of Twitter during the show. This is cutting edge, dude.
Herman Cain is one of the guests right now.
You're shitting me. Herman Cain is on the board.
He's here.
Where?
He's listening. He's one of the guests.
He's a good friend of the show. He's a long time listener. He's never called or acknowledged the show, but he listens. He just doesn't have time to. Acknowledge it, I guess.
Do you guys follow the Why You Know tweets?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I do. Why? What?
They just tweeted Fox News. Why You Know have news about foxes? That's stupid. I love it.
Because all they do is just dodge things. They don't even want.
Your Fox News.
What are you talking about? That's
about
all it is. Have
foxes.
You watched Fox News? All the chicks are Fox News everywhere. That's the whole point. It's reported by Fox. The Foxes are the ones that are reporting it.
Yeah.
Mega shout out to Megyn Kelly. I'm just going to give a shout out to Megyn Kelly.
And that's all they have on there is Foxes. It's just Foxy Lady after Foxy Lady. And oh, I can't forget my all-time favorite, Harris Faulkner. Oh, have I shared with you my appreciation of Harris Faulkner? Oh,
no doubt, an ooh factor of 10.
Harris, I love you. Oh my God, she is amazing. She's taken. But I tell you, if things fall through, I want a piece of Harris. In fact, I think the weekend crew on that network are probably hotter than the weekday crew. There's like some really hot ones that are just kind of like in the mix during the weekend. You know, get lost in the shuffle and you don't realize they're there. That's if MSNBC really wants a shot, they just have to start hiring more hot chicks. Is pretty much. It doesn't matter that it's conservative. Nobody that doesn't matter. It's just You need the eye candy. It's just how it is. It is what it is. All right, let's try going back to the phone lines here. It's a blocked number here. Who's this? Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. You just called in. Your hand's up. Who are you?
Yo, it's Michael.
Michael, what's going on?
Nothing, man. I'm just, sitting at home listening to your voice and just pinching my nipples and just thinking about putting my dick inside your asshole and just fucking grabbing him.
Look, that's speaking of roommate time. That's my roommate, and it sounds like he is a little bit butthurt that I'm not spending more time with him and not working on my on my broadcast here. And like I told my mom, that's the thing is I have my mom and my that's what's cool is my parents are not only letting me stay with them, they let my roommate stay with me too. It's great.
You have like a mom mate.
I told you we're occupying my parents' attic. I mean, what do I need to tell you? We got at least 15 activists up here. It's crazy. They're all quiet. They all just kind of crash out or vacate during the show. So it's cool. It's a little arrangement. I'm trying to find this Harris Faulkner tribute. I think I might have deleted it from my switchboard. That's disheartening. Oh, well. What are you going to do? Oh, no. Here it is. Oh, yeah.
Hello, everybody. I'm Harris Faulkner, joined today by... Coming up, the president and Democrats, they're hot. And tax cuts. So they say. You can't protest if you haven't actually read the material. No doubt.
Nature
factor
boy.
Is 10. I was just, ew. And they're just... but, I'm on the other end of the fish chain. Can you eat a piranha? I'm from the South. We fry everything.
I'd probably eat that.
Yeah, it'd be good. Serve it with fries. Well, we are minutes away from President Obama arriving. Stimulus.
Oh, yeah.
Crucial speech on jobs. And dare we say, stimulus. I don't think it's really just him. I think he probably has some people. I'm Harris Faulkner in for Julie Banderas, and we are
Julie
live,
Banderas
flexing some political muscle to resolve a flap over Old Glory. How's your golf game? Well, golfers
I don't golf,
you,
but you can play with my putter anytime, sister.
Rusty, we found a place for my 5.5-inch heels, finally. More trouble tonight.
Yeah.
It's 2 stops as we go across America. Have a good one.
I will, baby.
We will.
I will. Oh, yeah, baby, I will. All right, we got another caller.
She's hot.
We got another caller. Go ahead, caller. What's up?
Oh, hey, baby, it's Michael again. I wasn't done touching myself.
Okay, go ahead.
Vince,
continue, please.
What are you wearing right now? Come on, baby.
I'm not wearing anything, baby. I'm just wearing my shorts.
What happened to those little pink panties I bought you for your birthday?
What's that?
You still got those pink panties I bought you for your birthday, huh?
What about them?
How come you're not wearing those for me?
Because it's hot. It's Indian summer.
Well, are you gonna let me butter up them nipples you got?
Butter them.
They're pre-buttered. I got lotion. That'll work.
Hey, Vince. It's me, Boxy.
Oh, God.
I'm in the PWC.
Hi, what's going on? What's up, Moxie?
You want to come visit me in L.A.? That's where I live.
No, I can't. I'm kind of stuck in the Bay right now.
You go get drinks. Mess with Mexican people.
You know, that sounds like a lot of fun. I'm able to do that up here. You should come up here, Moxie. You know, I came and met you down there. You should come up here and party with me up here in the Bay.
I have these big granny hands. I can use them to jerk you off.
No, they're granny hands. Get it right, Moxie. They're granny hands. You got granny hands, remember. Go ahead. Continue.
I used to be a comedian.
You still are, Moxie. I think you're hilarious. Don't shortchange yourself there, sister.
I mean, 7 years in a row.
Okay, and what's your
jelly?
Point? And what's your point?
You jelly, bro.
I'm totally jelly, bro.
What a silly Negro.
There you go. That was the worst Moxie impression ever. Come on. If I was Moxie, I'd be pissed. If that's one of the BWC and our Moxie, I'd fucking excommunicate that piece of shit. Seriously. Is that the best you can do? Is that the best fucking Moxie you can do? Give me a break. You're doing a disservice to trolling. Try again. All right, is this Moxie again? Let's try it. Okay, go ahead, call. You're on there. Is this Moxie again?
No, my name is Steve. I had a quick question while we're on the subject
Steve,
of...
You have a familiar voice, Steve. You sound a lot like Michael, who sounded a lot like Troy, who sounded a lot like...
Well, what about Occupy Wall Street, man? Have you been seeing these guys out there?
What about them? I've been talking about this...
Well,
like,
I think they're much of... I personally, you know, disagree because... I believe that the whole purpose the people are doing for Occupy Wall Street is irrelevant to the actual cause, which is, you know, people willing to admit that their higher power is Bill Wagner's cock. It's like magic on your lips when he creams.
Can I talk about something awesome?
Absolutely. Go for it.
I got this off of my friend.
You're back, FRD. Go ahead, Ms. Becker.
I got this off of my friend's Facebook. She goes to UC Riverside, and they posted something. It says, Masturbation in the showers is a University of California Riverside code violation. Pipes
really?
In the halls are not meant to handle semen. I just tweeted this. Pipes in the halls are not meant to handle semen. Semen-related costs run into the thousands every year. Please masturbate in your own room. And then there's this huge, like, Riverside, UC Riverside logo. So it may be a joke, but it's just, like, the funniest fucking thing to see.
Could be a joke.
It's hilarious.
Not
they
sure.
Just got like the official like UC Riverside letterhead and shit. I just tweeted it so you can check that out. It's posted though. It's posted somewhere in UC Riverside near the showers. Yeah. We're on the topic.
Good times. Hey everybody, we only have 8 minutes left. 8 minutes left of the torture.
If you Thank God.
get in your. Do you folks take male questions? Yeah, we take male and female questions. Seth, male? You mean email questions, or do you want a snail mail? There's not a PO box for the show.
Is there a Gmail address that we can use?
A Gmail address?
Yeah.
I believe so, yes. God damn it. I do the show out of the Bay Area, out of San Francisco. What do you expect? Of course.
Just checking, dude.
Wouldn't have it any other way. That's how we do it here. We got naked people running around here, sticking butt plugs up each other's anuses in public, dude. We do it fucking real here.
It's like Sodom and Gomorrah.
I tell you, man, there's like late night, if you want to do a late night run to get some condiments or whatever, the only 24-hour Walgreens or that type of drugstore is in the Castro, in the fucking heart of the Castro. And it's quite an adventure when you have to go for, a TP run at 3 in the morning. And, you just talk about occupying. Occupy Castro has been in effect, that predates all this shit, dude.
Yeah, like 30 years.
Just like, oh, no, you know what predates it even more is Occupy Golden Gate Park. That's been ever-present and ongoing for like 50 years now. It's insane.
Man.
It's a beautiful park, though. I love Golden Gate Park. I frolicked through it yesterday with Shalom.
I would like to see some photos of you Nancying. I've seen many pictures on your Twitter from you taking photos from Golden Gate Park, but I've never seen you actually Nancying.
You've never seen me what? In them, you mean?
Nancying.
Nancying? I don't know. I'm not familiar with that term. What the hell is Nancying?
Well, it's kind of when you throw your hands up in front of you and jump to the side and then jump to the other side, like skipping, except like for gay people. No,
I have not done that. No, I'm trying to be covert here, dude.
Sorry, my bad.
No worries, dude. Well, we're getting dangerously close to being moments away from ending this whole shebang. So this is the last call for callers. If you want to get in and give a shout-out or whatever, this is the time to do it. Don't be shy. Don't hold back. The line is open, 347-826-7667. And, yeah, man, thank you all for hanging out. Thanks, Mom, for calling in. Mom, I will be sure to rectify the situation once I finish the show. If you're still listening, Mom, I apologize.
Do the dishes, dude.
I was trying to like save face by saying I was going to do the dishes before the show, but I just got tied up, and so then I had to. I'll do them after. Right when I'm done, I'm going to do the dishes. Trust me.
Cool. Well, Jay Mackin wants to piss on all of us, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a sign of affection in Portland, so you should be honored.
I feel pretty good about it.
Occupy, a.k.a. Wait, Occucream Pie, a.k.a. Occupy VITB's mom is what goes through. People are, like, just bashing on me on here.
Well, I mean, you did let your mom on the air, so you kind of opened yourself up.
Hey, I'm trying to be
transparent.
I'm just trying to give people voice here. This is people want to express themselves. This is the internet. This is where they get to do it. it's fine. If it's my, you know, my cabana boy who called in, he said his name was, I have to, full disclosure, that gentleman that called in, I kind of called him out by saying he's the same voice. The guy that was Michael and all these other people pranking. Mm-hmm. That is a guy that's trying to, he's actually, you remember my old cabana boy, Carl?
Yes, actually I do.
Yeah, Carl's no longer with me, and I've been auditioning cabana boys ever since because I'm looking for a replacement. And this guy, I'm pretty sure I know who this guy is. This is one of the guys that I rejected his application.
Like, Carl is the guy that used to just wait for you in bed, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right, yeah.
So I apologize to that guy. I know he's butthurt because I told him I wasn't, you know, I didn't think it was going to be a good match. And I think that's why he's pranking me. He's a little upset about that. So, you know, whatever. It is what it is. You know, you can only do so much. People are going to, that's the flip side of a free society. You know, people can reach out and touch now.
Occupy Vince in the Bay, people.
Yeah. All right. All right, dudes, we're going to get out of here. Before we leave, any final thoughts? Anani Bear, anything you'd like to say in parting here?
Expect hugs,
of course. Ms. Becker, anything you'd like to say?
Keep it real.
Sweet. And FRD, anything you'd like to say in parting here? We got a little bit of time. What's up? Anything you'd like to say in parting? Any shouts out? Anything? Parting thoughts?
Fuck shouts out, man, because people don't deserve them. And then other than that, let the plants grow, people, and then make sure you represent something if you're going to be out there and doing it.
Right on. Thanks for calling in, dude. I appreciate it. Shouts out to the people that are holding it down in the chat room till the very dirty end. Bildo Wags, Circuit 319, Christian Lindsay, Crappy Airbags, Fat Red Dragon, Ghost Zero, I'm From the Future, Jay Mackin, Mary Mad, Ms. Becker, No Thieves Allowed, Punk Curmudgeon, and Omar Santos, and Stabby McHugs. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. I appreciate the love. And, you know, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And I will be talking to you again very soon. And until next time, peace out, yo.
Go below the surface and watch the surface in the grass.
welcome everybody to the wild, wild west. Yeah. Such a pretty place, but it's foul like the breath of a wino. You can find out about death, yeah, or do what I do and choose life instead. Here, everybody fights for bread, it's how life is led. Uh-huh. From the time of a tycoon bike pig, out of towners come around and they like it. Sharks know when it's fresh meat like they like it. You ain't really got friends around here. No. They smile in your face and they stab you in the back. You tripping, you can meet your end out here. Yeah. Hollywood murder put Cali on the map. Still, I'm proud of where we at. From the Panthers to hip, uh-huh, back in the 6th year. That shit is lit here. Most new cats lose battles that they facing. Think about it when you dream of Californication.
Girlfriend on the side.
California! Thank you very nice.